Slowface mit Telepathetic live auf Flux FM, beziehungsweise haben wir das Stückchen natürlich aus der Konserve abgespielt, aber die Band ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die neue Platte Sorry for the Late Reply, die erscheinen wird am 31.01.2020, das ist nicht mehr allzu lange hin. Wir werden außerdem sprechen über Touren durch Schulen und Kneste in Norwegen. Und wir werden noch viele weitere Dinge besprechen. Hayley nickt mit dem Kopf. Sie scheint einige Worte Deutsch zu verstehen. Ich begrüße zunächst aber nochmal die ganze Band bei mir im Studio. Welcome, Slowface!
Hey!
Now we understand.
I understood you saying that I didn't understand what you were saying, so that's good at least.
But you nodded your head before that. I was kind of confused. I thought like maybe living in Norway leads to understanding a bit of German.
Well, yeah, we understand
like
some.
It's close enough that we can pick up some things, like when you say Haley's not understanding me, I can understand that, but
it's easier to read, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I can understand, because you guys are talking so fast.
No, but it's the same thing with us when Germans are listening to people from Norway. It's like, oh, there was one word and I could kind of like estimate where the sentence is going.
We do have bands like, you know, Kaiser's Orchestra?
Yes.
Yes, they do. They have songs called in German.
Oh, really?
Or not in German. They have a song called Die Polizei.
Ah, okay.
And you can understand, it's about the police.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, yeah.
So we're connecting.
It all happened in a few moments.
Yeah.
And we're already connected. Well, congratulations on finishing your new album. It's done. It's ready. The package is done.
Yes.
I think all the design elements have been worked on. There's nothing left to do. I mean, there's so many things that you have to work on when you're releasing an album, but it's all done, right? You just have to wait until January and then you can put it out.
Yes.
Nice.
Just excitedly wait.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It must be nice to be on tour with a growing discography, kind of like. There's no more songs to choose from now.
Yeah, definitely. We're playing mostly new stuff off of the record that's coming out on this tour because we're testing some things out in Germany.
So and a few singles have been put out already, right?
So exactly.
That's a good reason to play them as well.
Yeah. Mm.
I've read that the first road checking kind of stuff, the first road check of that new material happened in prisons and schools in Norway. And that's super interesting because I think the government kind of like gave you the opportunity to tour through schools, public schools and prisons as well. And you're really like the School of Rock kind of guys.
Yeah. And you
were Jack Black, basically. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about music and you were also playing gigs there, and I've read that it was a brilliant opportunity to test out those new songs because you were sure nobody would leak them out of prison.
Yeah, the inmates thought that was a good joke as well. They have a lot. They're good about that.
They have a lot of humor.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
What's left though if you're in prison? Then humor.
This all you have.
Well, but making music. A lot of them make good music.
Yeah,
because the ones we were playing for has like the opportunity to go to school, right? So that's why we get to play for them. And they have like this studio where they can make beats and rap on there. But they're not allowed to work together. So there was two guys we met, and when the one who was making the beats, he was sitting there alone, and then he had to like get an officer to like carry him out, and then a new guy come in and was completing the song.
Oh wow!
So that was really tough to make music together.
Collaborate.
Yeah.
So there is an original version of gangster rap, actually. That's happening like that.
Oh, yes. Yeah? Oh, yes. There is.
One guy has to be let out of the office, kind of, so the other guy can do his raps.
Yeah, they did.
It's too dangerous when they're both in the same room.
but that's the most underground music you'll find in Norway because you're not allowed to put anything on SoundCloud, right?
Yeah. You don't have internet. You don't have anything.
Yeah. But it must have been interesting to play those surroundings. And, I mean, it must be a promising kind of perspective for some of those people, some of those inmates to be like, I have this musical talent, and now Hayley and the guys were talking about music and that there's an opportunity to make it out there. Did you spark a career there?
Mostly what we sparked was two inmates in one of the prisons we played who were like, oh, we're gonna steal a drum set when we get out. So yeah. I don't know if that's positive.
And
but
it was one guy's like, I'm kind of famous too. Have you read about me? Oh. It's like, oh, I don't know who you are, but he did some white collar crime.
Okay.
So he you know, he was kind of like getting on our level, but like, I'm famous too.
Okay.
But
there were a lot of nice people. Yes. Like, there were a lot of people there who just had a really rough, like,
sure.
Neighborhood, like growing up as they did. No wonder they became criminals,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
But now they've got school and they got like better opportunities to actually grow and become better versions. So I thought it was really like, it's really nice to see how the prison system in Norway works, because it seems really, yeah.
It seems to try to reintegrate people though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, there's prisons all over the world. It's just like, I mean, you've done something wrong. Now this is prison. This is how we kind of like force you into stopping things, but they're not concentrating on reintegrating people.
Yeah, it's not mainly focusing on punishment.
It's very rehabilitation focused. So that's it's an interesting thing to get to like meet people that work there or who are inmates and see it up close, because you know, of course there's still things wrong, but Norway is very like famous for its like good rehabilitation system, so it's interesting to see it up close.
Must be interesting, and it must be interesting to kind of like get your country, I mean you're partly from the States, but to get to know Norway a bit better, it must be interesting, because that's not, these are not the fields that you basically hang around in when you're in a band.
Yeah,
right?
That's the best part of, I think, the school tours especially, is we get to play to people that we never would normally play to. A lot of times we're people's first concert ever that they've ever been to, and also you get to go to places that are, you know, in kind of the middle of nowhere and get to play a show there, which is really cool. We got to see, like, driving around in Norway playing high schools, you get to see all kinds of cool nature and places, and
inspiring, kind of, right? Before we talk a bit more, I wanted to talk about the idea of having a strictly political record and then mixing it up again, because you realize that it's kind of like stupid to write like 25 fuck the political situation songs. Fuck the political situation, part one is out now. So we're going to talk about that. And in between, or before we do that, we'll listen to Success, because there is some political stuff on a new record. Success, auf Lux FM von Slutface. Slutface mit Success auf Lux FM am 11.11.2019. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Norwegen im Binu zusammen mit den großartigen Pop. Woo. Have you played with them before, with Pop?
Yeah, we've been out for almost a week now.
Oh, really?
So we get to see them every night for a month.
Nice.
Which I think is exciting, because I'm a really big fan of theirs. I haven't told them that yet, that I like their music from
before.
Oh,
they're not listening.
But yeah, it's really exciting. I am excited about it.
I love their energy. They're like, they remind me of the Thermals a little bit, but in a good way.
And they're such nice guys, too. They're like, they are so conscientious and, you know, are donating money to Sea Watch at their shows. So if you come to a show tonight, feel free to donate a few euros in their box.
Nice, nice. You guys once talked about the fact that hip-hop guys support each other in a much nicer way than the rock guys seem to. And that's something that comes to mind right now, because you've just established that Pop are nice guys and that they're supporting you as a band. But you seem to miss a little bit of solidarity in the rock game. And you see that when you look at hip-hop guys bit more, right?
It's a lot of it is actually, I think, about how we make music. Because like, if you're a hip-hop artist, it's totally normal to have somebody come into the studio and work together on something. Or maybe you'll put a verse on somebody else's song. But in rock music, that isn't as big a part of the culture. Yeah. So, we think it's great to, you know, be supportive and talk about other bands that we think are good. And we appreciate it when people like Pup do that for us, too. We think rock can be that way as well.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, because metal bands are so good at it as well. Just like setting up. Imagine like Metallica doing a tour with Propeller Talk, who's from our hometown and stuff like that. And it's not necessarily a support slot, but it's more like a small festival traveling around. You know, it would be cool to see that more in rock music.
Yeah,
that's
just totally true.
Be more, you have the big boys at the top in rock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, yeah. I think that the problem is that the hip-hop guys have never thought that they reinvented the wheel when they recorded a track. They were like, this is based on samples, and my flow is leaned on the flow of, a, of an MC that has worked years before I'm working. And the rock is always like, we reinvented the wheel. This new rock record is unlike any other rock record that you've listened to in your entire life.
So many bands just like rock is dead, and like big rock bands as well, going out saying like people in their 40s and making millions of euros, dollars, whatever. Like, rock is dead, and they're a rock band, and it's so stupid.
That's totally true. Yeah,
it triggers me.
Yeah. Now, that one more thing that I have to ask you about is the fact that, because I talked about the political situation of the world with like every band right now, and there's so many bands who have always worked in the political field or have always written politically fueled songs, kind of. And then there's some bands that don't know their way around them, although they're fucked up as well, you know, but they don't know, they don't have the means to write a political song. And I know that these extremes were part of the recording or writing process of the new record as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm a, like, classic, you know, classically think that personal things are political, that an incredibly important part of politics is, like, everybody's, you know, feelings and things that don't necessarily seem explicitly political.
Mm-hmm.
So for this record, I was thinking a lot about, like, okay, what's, like, my favorite kind of political music? And that's when people take excellent personal experiences and kind of extrapolate them to be about political situations. So when we write political music, for us as Slutface, we're trying to be more nuanced and not be like, here's the right, here's black and white, and everything is like, you're fucked and we're right. Because I don't think that's necessarily a realistic way to portray the world. So our songs are political, but even like love songs are political. You don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as the love song is not about the old school boy meets girl kind of thing, it's a political topic, right? Because same-sex marriage isn't allowed all over the world yet. So that's something that you still have to think about and sing about, maybe.
Yeah, but you do also, we had a very explicitly political theme that we wanted to write about this record, but then you also get kind of tired about writing within the same theme for 2 years, so that's why it also has songs that are more about like, what do you do with all the shit that your ex-boyfriend leaves in your house when you break up?
But which that's political as well, because he said he was an anti-consumerist. Consumerist?
Yeah, you can say it like that.
Yeah. But he left you a lot of stuff.
So
how does that go together?
But even though everything is political, they're like, sometimes when punk bands talk about political music, they mean like very specific
slogans.
Thing.
They want slogans with music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're trying, that's not necessarily our goal. Even though we do think we make political music.
Yes. And I mean, we've been talking about tonight's show with Pub and that you're donating money, or that Pub is donating money to Sea Watch, and there's a political surrounding all of a sudden anyway. And I think with most of the musicians that I talk to, it's the same thing, because music is always about being open-minded. You don't get your influences by staying in your closet.
Yeah, and I think with social media, a lot of musicians are doing a really good job to use their platform.
Yeah.
Because you suddenly, as an artist with social media, have a larger platform that you can control. So it's easier to be political in some ways because you can use that platform.
Yeah, totally. And I think it does, because, I mean, I'm not the guy who says music can change the world. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, but music, I'm not like the guy who's like, yeah, music can change the world and one more protest song and we're all going to be saved.
And then it'll be fixed.
No, but I mean, there have been songs coming up in the last few years that opened my mind a little bit more, you know? And so I've learned a lot about feminist perspectives in the last few years through music.
Mm.
And I was ready to learn about that, so it worked. But I think music can still change things.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, change your views or how you think about something or what you think is quote-unquote normal, all those things. So, yeah, we definitely think music is an important tool. Yes. Or else we wouldn't be doing what we're doing, probably.
Music is an important tool for this show as well. So I asked you if you wanted to play a live version of Telepathetic for us. You said yes. Now you're trapped. Wir hören Slutface, meine Damen und Herren. Auf Flux FM Live. Und ihr wunderbares Stückchen Telepathetic in der Live-Variante. Ready, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
1, 2, 8.
like you're waiting for every week to end. Trying to get to the weekend. Trying to get some time to rest your head. Got up so early. The alarm rings, you only dreamt you got out of bed. Now you're waiting for the caffeine to kick in. Begging for something exciting to happen. Begging for something, for a shot in the dark. Begging for something exciting to happen. You've been praying for that spark. Thinking if you think hard, you'll make it happen. Feels like you're stuck, like everything good is somewhere else. Hoping for some drama, desperate for new blood. Begging for something exciting to happen. Begging for something, for a shot in the dark. Begging for something exciting to happen. You've been praying for that spark. If you think hard, you'll make it happen. Telepathetic. Telepathetic. Thinking, if you think hard, you'll make it happen. Telepathetic. Telepathetic. He was a skater boy. She said, see you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, Slotfest Live, and their brand new version of Skater Boy. I've waited for that song my entire life. Thank you, that was great. Thank you for the interview, thank you for the live version of Telepathetic, and the stripped down version is kind of nice. I like it.
More of a chill afternoon vibe.
Yeah.
And come to the rock show later for the energy
for
version.
For the Brazilian leg of the tour.
Yeah.
So thank you lot for coming by. Heute Abend mit Pop auf der Bühne des Binu. Und wer da vorbeigehen möchte, der ruft jetzt an. Wir haben Tickets, die wir verlosen dürfen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, steht auf der Liste für Slotface heute Abend im Binu. Thank you guys. Bye.
Goodbye.